This podcast is brought to you by Radio 786.
14 minutes before 8 o'clock, we have Cyril Mtambo. Cyril is the Deputy Chair and Treasurer of the South African Cemeteries Association about a conference being held in Cape Town to discuss the various challenges facing burials. One of them is the ongoing demand for space. The conference is being hosted by the South African Local Government Association, SALGA. This in association with the South African Cemeteries Association. A very good morning and welcome, Cyril.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
I was going to say welcome, Cyril, not Ramaphosa, but I think that joke is as dry as my Monday morning has been so far. an important conference, which I'm quite thankful there's people that's talking about this, because there has been an overall, I think, a neglect about the current space available, the facilities that we have, and so on, and talking about a future landscape where there will be sufficient land and facilities available for burials. What is the sort of common understanding at the moment about this problem that we have?
No, thank you so much. I think, first of all, one must take this opportunity as an association to appreciate the platform being afforded to us to ventilate about this issue, especially of cemeteries. It is obviously a difficult matter and a very sensitive one for many people. But unfortunately, it's something that we can no longer have the luxury of not discussing it. So what is the South African Cemeteries Association we are all about? It's exactly what we have said, that we need to confront these issues of the shortage of burial spaces, and also to tap into the area which is sensitive, but as I've said, which we can no longer not talk about, the issue of sustainability. So that will then move us into a new dimension of discussing various burial alternatives which we should explore as people, or as South Africans, so that we can start to respond to the issue of sustainability, as you have correctly put it.
And sustainability in what way? Because at the moment, there could be private persons or trusts that would purchase, for instance, a vast open piece of land, and at a minimum amount, they would sell plots available for those that want to bury. And then, of course, there's the municipal model, in which municipalities then do make land available and facilities available for burial of people from, of course, different religious and otherwise denominations, for instance. So when we look at the sustainability model, where does that impetus lie, and with whom does it lie?
Okay. I think that one needs to clarify on the issue of sustainability. As much as we understand that currently our laws, unless they are changed, but the issue of cemeteries and crematoria lies at the doorstep of the municipalities as per the provisions of the constitution. So in terms of the municipality providing land and determining tariffs, it's all good and well, but the issue of sustainability will then take the conversation further and say, if we're going to look into the burial or interment underground as the only way that we will address the issue of interment, then is that sustainable? Are we going to have enough land to cater for the population, which is growing rapidly in this time? So it is now a question that says, while we do have a standardized way which are in earth burial, but there are other options that are sustainable, which then will then respond better to the environment, like the issue of cremation. And there is also aquamation now, which appears to be quite environmentally friendly, and any other burial methods which are out there, which the world still need to explore, which other countries have started to look into those. That is what sustainability I was referring to.
Yeah. I'm out of time, Cyril, but just very quickly, in a couple of seconds or so, you know, of course, the conference has happened, and if I understand correctly, there were, of course, some commitments made. From where did that commitments come, and what is the next step forward? What did the conference resolve to do or to achieve?
Thank you so much. I think that is very, very pertinent. I think what has really came out in our take out of the conference this time around, hosted by in the city of Cape Town, was the commitment that came in particular from the House of Traditional and Khoisan leaders, where they're saying that they are welcoming the conversation now of looking into the issue of the land availability, especially in rural areas, and also to discuss now openly the issue of these rural alternatives. And we took that as a step in the right direction, because there's been a lot of stereotypes of the rigidness when it comes to the traditional leaders and leadership, because of that discord that has always happened between them themselves and the municipalities. For us, that was a great take out of it. But also, the guest speaker that we had, Professor Somadoda Fikeni, I think his address have really opened up a lot of things to explore, looking into the issue of the sensitivity,
sure,
of culture and religion, and also the biodiversity or the diversity IQ on understanding the differences that exist within ourselves as people with our religious differences and also our culture, but then find the common ground where we can all say this is the direction that we can always find ourselves in going forward.
Cyril Mtambo, thank you very much for your time. Cyril is the Deputy Chair and Treasurer of the South African Cemeteries Association.
This podcast is brought to you by Radio 786.